Blog Talk Radio.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto the Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt. Ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, I shall say unto them, God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, What is his name? And what shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, Ahaya, Asha, Ahaya, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, Ahaya has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.
All right, shalom family, shalom. Bless Ahayah Bashim Shaya. My computer moving a little slow tonight, so I'm going to just go over some scriptures, and I'll try to play a song in the midst of while we're going through some scriptures. If it's not working, we'll just keep going through scriptures. So what we want to do tonight is just, it's almost midweek, just encouraging you to make it through your week. A lot of things going on in the news. A lot of things going on in homes, with families, with friends. So this, tonight is just encouragement night to praise the Most High. Again, this is Yadah Radio, Deacon Balas out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Just blessing the Most High by playing music that give him praise and honor and glory, and just music that'll help us get through and uplift his name. So I'm going to go to Psalms chapter 126. I hope you guys got notes, notepads, pens, papers while you're listening in. Even when you're listening to the music, you want to listen for certain scriptures, certain quotes, and try to find them on your own. Find them at a good time. Okay? Psalms 126. It says, When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. All right. So we in Psalms 126, and you guys know Psalms. It's just different conversations, whether it be of praise, whether it be of things that might be happening to oneself, or it might even be something that's happening to, you know, Israel. Just different conversations. Well, this conversation is based on the captivity turning away from Zion, away from the children of Israel. It says that we were like them that dream. It's like a dream. You know how they got the American dream? Well, we got the Zion dream. The dream that we could only hope for, of not being in captivity, of being able to sustain ourselves and not being oppressed. Verse 2, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. And see that when the day come when the Most High, Ahiah, turns away the captivity of the children of Israel, it says that the heathen will say, the Lord, which is Ahiah, have done great things for them. They will profess this. I mean, you look at the children of Israel today, it's almost like an impossible way to get out of the condition. But y'all know, according to Luke, we believe that's chapter 2, it says nothing in the Lord is impossible. This is verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity. That means turn it away. O Lord, as the streams in the south, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It'll be just an exciting time, a time to give praise and glory. So, we'll be as one dreaming. Can y'all dream some of these thoughts that might be happening up until this point? When our captivity is taken away from us, is turned away from us, we have our own land, have our own businesses, our children are well protected. Even our own army, is that something that we could dream? Well, speaking of army, Israel march.
Ezekiel 37:10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet in exceeding great honor. Precepts, get it again. Revelation 11:11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of Ahiah entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them that saw them.
Shia is my guide, so pagans walk wide. In his strength I abide like a sword by my side. In the fire it is tried, from the dead I shall rise. With my heart circumcised, eyes on the prize. Holy Spirit make me wise, speak the truth, never lies. Christ is coming from the skies. Ozra with his garment died. So far, hear the battle cry. Hear the battle cry.
Yeah, yeah, Shia don't bless me, so no pagan boy can test me. Them little demon wildlife, slingshot off the night. And we have the fat, me and my ack, we have a blaze up a track. Psalm 147:19, Israel for life, they can't take out the team. No weapon form shall prosper, make the wicked ghost like Casper. Crown, that me after. Acts of me rah-rah-basta. Them can't deceive anymore. Not Nubian, not Egypt, not Muslim, not more. Them can't lie anymore. Reward got me lit cause I'm keeping the law.
Rhythm, a big scripture me a go get them. Galatians 5:16, walking on the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 19, tell you what the flesh manifests, stay blessed, and walk with the Father to stay fresh, blameless. Keep the commandments, it makes them straight dress. Yeshua returns in the game, dead, no case. The lions eat first, but the wolves don't play. Love this world, no way. These pagans get slewed on a regular. Set the standard, move with the regimen. 24/7 in the work, never get enough. Real deal, you're dealing with intellectuals. Praise the most high, call wisdom is on a pedestal. Harken, I end up in the lake with a telescope. Keep the commandments of burn like glycerol. Fire, fire, fire.
Hebrew 11:29. With our power is a consuming fire. Marching in the army of Ohio. Under the command of General Yeshaya, highest rank around, only time we bring them down is when it's time to go to final war and lay it down. We finna take it down, you ain't about to stay around. You cannot kick it, you were wicked, you go in the ground. 1,000 years to begin for the Israelites, and the sun and the moon shall not give a light. Stomping in the grid, none strong as us. Marching in rows of seven, touch one of us. Wretched enemies, don't want none of us. Arts of the covenant, back in front of us. Power, rain like shower. 2 Kings 23, crush them in the powder. Breaking the wicked to pieces, imagine that. Jeremiah 51:20, battle axe.
Let me get a piece of that track, good boy.
Shemaya Sharala, Ahaya, Ahaya Nala, Ahaya Aka. Shemaya Sharala, Ahaya, Ahaya Nala, Ahaya Aka. Street decorated with onyx and gold, it's a 12 tribes of Israel, growing strong and bold. Truth must be told.
Yahweh, everlasting covenant, Christ's kingdom, righteous and better than the kingdom where the set of the Satan, Babylon. Asherella, we hear on a rebound. Get the trumpets and make it sound. Let the world know what's going down. There's a new sheriff in town and his name is Ahaya. There's a new sheriff in town and his name is Ahaya.
Ahaya, Asherella, Ahaya, 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 Ahaya.
Psalms 134:1. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless be out of Zion.
It's time to give him that word, 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 word. It's time to give him that word, word,
it's time.
Word, time.
Glorify the Most High. Raise your glasses, it's post time. Seek him while he can be found, cause later on you got no time. Whatsoever you do in word, and whatsoever you do in deed, do all things in the name of Christ. Only one created all things. Holy feast is coming up, and some of y'all just ain't tough enough. See y'all probably like twice a year, only come around when the free food and stuff. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and verse 16. I know thy works, you lukewarm. He gonna spew you out like Mr. T.
Devil is a liar, he is fake, and a coward, walking to and fro in the earth, trying to devour every stitch of anything that's for the Most High. Speaking of himself every time that he lies. Since the beginning, he perpetuates the sinner. He and all black grinning while we rockin' white linen. Shouts to the 12, scattered to the four corners. Going to the earth, last turn of morning. Glorify the Most High and his anointed. Pissing on the devil like a brewer's double jointed. Pissing on Satan like Jackie Joyner. Glory to the Most High, George Shine Hoya. Revelation 2 and 9, y'all lose volume. Eagle get knocked out, Escadella Hoya. Glorified bodies that you admit mortal. Right neither by the word, the Most High's order. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible word. Open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word.
My Bible
word.
Open, my mind focused. It's time to get.
get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My mind focused, my Bible open. 7 days is no time for joking. Get it straight and go meditate. You reprobate, I'm in your mind broken. Listen up, it's a good look. Wipe the dust off the good book. The only book, not just any book. Open it up and take a good look. Every time I read, I can't find religion. And the rapture, man, they forgot to mention. I still can't find no Joseph Smith, no Rastafari, and no Christian. Only laws and judgment. Israel and the covenant. In Psalms chapter 83. And then they still holding grudges. It's time to get in this word. I'ma tell you chapter and verse. When you get a chance to read the Maccabees, first, second, fourth, and the third. Pick up your Bible up off the dresser on the Sabbath day. You can't do your pleasure. Nehemiah threatened to lay hands on. If the Father Sabbath in the time of Ezra, it's time to get in this word. Put down the drink and the herb. We on one accord, thus says the Lord. Plus Babylon's gonna burn. I said it's time to get in this word. Stop worrying about what you heard. The Most High said you should study thyself rightly, divide truth in the word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My world's holding my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. We feed the sheep. These scriptures deep. Plus Satan about to get served. To the end of time, we hold it down. Trying to get a crown. That's for show to shine. They fighting evil, but the soldiers blind. Satan's army on the constant grind. The Most High God got a plan for that. Messiah Christ, the perfect man for that. Gonna take the kingdom, King Heaven back. Like a formula lost from a running back. Good versus evil manifested in the garden. America is Babylon, the virgin's daughter. Trying to stop the Most High. Why bother? Prayers sent up daily to the Holy Father. To our brother Esau, beg your pardon. Got love for you even though your heart hardened. It's a strong chance that I might be martyred. Separate the wheat and the tares at the harvest. Vaccines and abortions are killing God's fortune. Plus lies and extortion. Not to mention these abortions. See a word about Jordan's in church. With the horses fed to notice that the armies of the earth are the fourth cruel lord over Egypt. Maybe Musa. Return a recompense for your head, no remorse. Glorify the Most High name. That's a higher. He is ever living while your God is never living. Pastors on television are in bonds. In a prison city causing death, division constantly detrimental. We're at war for your spirit. Listen up if you hear judgment is coming soon. Satan and his goons fear. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. My Bible open, my mind focused. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. It's time to get in this word. Word.
Now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
You guys ever read Psalms chapter 25? I'm going to read it to you right now. Psalms 25, 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. You know what's interesting, too, is that this verse 14, it says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, right? So if we want to find out some secrets, you know, this is what we do. We fear him. But y'all should have that highlighted, because that fear part is very key. Not only that, he says, and will show them his covenant. See, now when we begin to fear the Lord, guess what? Now we know what the new covenant is, what the old covenant is. What the old covenant is, it says, this is verse 15, mine eyes are over or ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distress. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and give all my sins. And forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O Ahia, out of all his troubles. Bless the Most High, because he would redeem us. Since we read Psalms chapter 25, just small understanding on the wars between men and or women, we have to make sure we stay on that path of truth. And on that path of truth, there is mercy, there is grace, there's opportunity to serve the Most High with an open heart, open spirit. We just have to remember to make sure he is inquired of in all our ways and all our doings. And we have to make sure that we love him. We fear him with fear and trembling. Okay. If we was reading Psalms 25, let's have the Psalms 23 sung to us by Jeff Major.
In the house.
All right. Psalms. We here just in the book of Psalms, page surfing. Seems as if my computer is working just fine now. So, I don't know, but I like surfing through Psalms, going from here to there. Y'all know how we like to precept, but look, I'm doing chapter upon chapter, here in this chapter, there in that chapter. This is Psalms chapter 39. Verse 1, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace. Even from good and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my day, of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an hard breeding, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain show. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Selah. I hear my prayer, O Lord, hear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, as we go through this this week, whether it be midweek, beginning of the week, end of the week, the troubles come. And for those that are have hard time expressing what it is that's upon them, what it is that is on their heart, on their shoulders, the burdens that they carry. A lot of the times, brothers and sisters, if you read about David and his troubles, which that was David's psalm, you read about the different psalms of different brothers and sisters, such as Korah and some of the priests. They wrote psalms too. A lot was wrote by David, because you guys know David went through a lot, especially with the wicked compassing him round about. He was a songwriter also, a music creator, music instrument creator, should I say. He loved music. He loved to praise the Most High. Being a songwriter, he wrote down how he felt. And if you read about it, and if you're not able to express how you feel, well, guess what? Somebody is feeling the same way you feel. You are not the only one on earth that feel the way that you do. So you glorify the Most High. You ask him to cover you with strength or recover your strength. You ask him to hear your cries, see your tears, and tell him don't hold his peace. Tell him to work his marvelous works. and explain to yourself the things that you have went through, whether it be again, beginning, end, or the middle of the week. Explain to yourself what's going on. You know, think. Think within your mind. It says in verse 1, he said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. Right? We just can't operate off of the flesh. We have to operate out of the spirit. And the spirit means you have to think. At one point, you will become, it will become automatic or reactionary to operate in the spirit. But some of us still have that trouble of not doing so. So take the time to think for yourself and ask the Most High to watch over you. Right? Let's go to another song and let the music play. Because y'all know that it's high time to awake out of sleep. High time to awake out of sleep. You can't slumber in everything that we do. Keep our conscience pure. Keep our hearts pure. Keep our minds pure. Because y'all know Satan is let loose amongst the earth. And he seeks to devour. So y'all stay up now. Keep the prayers going. Be able to express to the Most High what needs to be expressed. In the meantime, we're going to play another song.
Man.
What's up?
I know I'm not the only one that go through this, man. I see you, Pharaoh Nevy.
Yeah.
I know the whole nation going through this. TGOTCC. Matter of fact, the whole world.
Understand.
Even the Gentiles.
Shalom.
Seem like every time you try to do right, Brother Jason, closer you get to the Most High.
Shalom. Israel, stand
up. That evil one on your back, you know what I'm saying? Daniel Allah, shalom. Jay Cartel, we're going to see Zion, baby. Crazy, man. First, what you got to say about this, man?
I hear them in my ears or at night when I try to go to sleep. Feel like the curse, he be lurking like you're saved and he still won't leave. Every day I'm dealing with a hateful, evil serpent just like him. His war is in vain, he'll be slain in the end, cries when.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Yeah. Pray the Most High, my soul to keep. Yeah. If I should die before I wake, I pray you shed your Christ, was my soul intake. Like dough and cake, I'm rolling straight. Yeah. Then I see the evil tip the red road and snake.
Yeah.
The Lord is great, you're so fake. Tell me why you wanna take me from my soul and fake. I know my face like a mustard seed.
Yeah.
I can move a mountain, throw it up in the sea.
Not
and because me. I believe in Christ, I don't need your advice. Your riches are nothing to me.
Not
I was up on the street, busting the heat. Up in my seat, laid up with a freak. Hitting licks, trying to eat the vibe. Next thing, the po-po's cuffing the deep. Enough with it, please. Even when I'm trying to fast, he tempt me with something to eat. I want nothing but peace. You buzz like a bee. You's a dirty dog like a mutt with a flea. I'm hustling cheese. Got me in the middle with a green just like a cucumber. See what you've done to me. Misled me. Put him in a bit to see it fall under the sea.
Please.
I'm running with Jesus, a.k.a. your sight. The Most High. Name my higher. Put the devil in the fire. Burn like rubber on the tire. Retire time is five. Cause I'm rubber cause a lie. All religions in the cross. My your highness is the highest. I'll be faking in your line. Just repent me. You be crying for no more. Could it be so spark in the heat? Satan following me. But Babylon, I gotta flee because
I'm trying to live my life right. Lucifer won't let me.
Won't let me be.
Every time I look over my shoulders, he be checking on me.
Checking on me.
Patient is persuading sin from us and desires
around
me.
Gotta keep the hate away.
Respect my soul and say the Lord don't care nothing about me.
I am.
Hashem, give me your sign. Some inspiration, give me some insight. My mind need a lot of motivation. Babylon gave me hopes and dreams, false aspirations. Now I'm running to you for my salvation. My whole life is a lie, and now it's killing me. Lucifer sticking me, and I'm stuck in my iniquity. Been a sorcerer for years, warlock selling many potions. Now I'm hoping to be free before the nuclear explosion. Everything to me that was good has little or no value. I tell I bought my life not cause I'm really proud to, but because I did it and others lie about it. And I'm just introducing metamorphosis, not just mouthing. I never fully met the standards of the beast image. I think I walked it a quarter mile but turned back around, and that's to rescue my soul and all my childs. Look to Christ in the Most High, rise with the 144 power in the sky.
I'm trying to live my life right, Lucifer won't let me be.
let me see. Every time I look over my shoulder, he be checking on me. Patient is persuading, simple enough, and desires round me.
Gotta keep the hate away.
Disrespect my soul and say the Lord, don't care nothing about me.
Going stop the spirit every with a Glock on the block. Rock the fitted when I was looking for wisdom. She would not commit that I tried to get it. But saw the smoke a pot got lifted. She had to leave me alone cause she spotted me with it. She was here to tell me that repentance not permitted. And I'm sorry if I'm a little optimistic, but I gotta give her props. She's so terrific. All praise to the Most High. Sitting mad cause I no longer blazing for a fire. Listen, when Lucifer looking over your shoulder, he tried to hold you in control. You were more alive. He had me wilding out on the earth since the day of my birth. Tried to have me riding out in the hearse. Took advantage cause I really didn't know my worth. Thought I was doing bad, but I was part of the curse. He thought he had me cause he had me jacking a caddy. Had me locked up. Try to shack me, try to keep me unhappy, but the Bible told me that it was crafty, and the truth set me free, that's why it couldn't trap me. Now you can catch me, street speaking on the weekend, while you freaking, I be teaching like a deacon preacher. Here to drop the truth, every time I'm in the booth, with the mic leaking. And I gotta get the Most High's props, on block, prophesy, now, cause our nation be dying a lot, drug addicts, they be trying to stop, but the devil keeps supplying rocks, so they get high and drop. No longer can he stand next to me, test me, get the best of me, got no choice but to let me be, when I pray, gotta set me free, cause you shine, be protecting me, come on.
I'm trying to live my life right, Lucifer won't let me be.
Let me see.
Every time I look over my shoulder, he be checking on me.
Checking on me.
Patient is persuading, simple enough, and desires round me.
Gotta keep the hate away.
Disrespect my soul and say the Lord, don't care nothing about me.
It up. Try to see if you can remember this storyline and where it came from. See if it jogs your memory. Psalms chapter 78, verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. So listen, brothers and sisters, this is a storyline, and the brother, Asaph, it's saying, give ear, my people, incline your ears to the words of his mouth. Now, the testimony is established in Jacob. An appointed law in Israel. So what is going on? The Most High has put a stamp in Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Manasseh, Ephraim, Asher, Zebulon. He's put a stamp in them to remember the ways of the Most High and to confess them to their children, to their children's children, to the children, children's children. As y'all can tell, we are those children. Verse 7, it says that they might set their hope in Ahiah and not forget the works of Ahiah, but keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with the Most High. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Do y'all remember that? They kept not their covenant with the Most High and refused to walk in His law and forgot the works. And forgot His works and His wonders that He had showed them. Marvelous things did He in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. You guys remember these things? Are you teaching your children these things? And He made the waters to stand as in heap. He made the waters to stand. What kind of sight was that? In the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock. Do you guys remember this? See, a lot of times what you do is you go through some of these chapters in Psalms. They're telling you stories of old, stories of Exodus. And the way you begin to precept is you find the story that associates itself with the scripture. For example, He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them a drink out of the great depths. He brought forth streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. See, that's Numbers chapter 20 and verse 11. Now, let me just double check to see if I'm right here. It said Numbers chapter 20 and verse 11. Let's see. Numbers chapter 20. That's exactly right. Yep. Numbers chapter 20, verse 11 is where that happened at. So you write that down right there in Psalms chapter 78 and verse 15 and 16. It says, and they sinned yet more against Him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And what you want to do is you want to go back and read these things. Your precepting gets better. It says, and they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Do you guys remember where this happened at? You should take notes to remember these things. Are you teaching your children these things? We're being instructed to teach our children these things. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, He smote the rock, that the waters gushed out and streams overflowed. Can He give bread also? Can He provide flesh for His people? Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in the Most High, and trusted not in His salvation, though He had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them the corn of heaven. These are very important, brothers and sisters, when that fire went through Jacob. What happened at that time? Well, people were just being set on fire inside of their own tent. They were just set on fire, just like that, that quick. They were set on fire that quick. And it was a plague throughout Israel, and people were dying due to this fire. It says in verse 24, and had rained down manna upon them to eat. We're at Psalm 78 and 24. And had given them the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food, and he sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp round about their inhabitants. Kind of reminds me of the plague that's going on currently with, you know how they have the, some of the animals are just going dead, dropping out of the sky, dying. Some land animals dying. Not too long ago, dolphins just washed up on the shore, all dead. Okay, these are works of the Most High. Same thing he did in the wilderness. He caused these birds, the quail, to come into the wilderness. There would be no reason for quail to come into the wilderness, but he caused them to come into the wilderness, and they fell. They fell down so that they could eat. That's why it says in verse 27, he rained flesh upon them as dust and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea, and he let it fall in the midst of their camp round about their habitation. So they did eat and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of the Most High came upon them and slew the fattest of them. And smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Right? Very, very key that we cannot fall to the lust that we do. All right, family? Let's play a song. Something that we should be looking back to, not as far as our lust, but our history and information and teaching it to our children that they may grow in righteousness and understand that the Most High have done marvelous things, even though if we don't see them, he will begin to show himself in the near future and already is. So keep listening in. Have your Bibles open, have your highlighters, have your pens and notepads all the time when you are hearing the word of the Most High. Let's keep it going.
Clouds, lightning, such simple wonders can teach your people to fear.
It is not from fear that they leave Sodom, but from faith.
Of salt. She ran back to gather all the things that she bought. She can't seem to get rid of material things. All of her life she's been surrounded by the diamonds and rings. It was Sodom and Gomorrah. What a horror. Now the fire's raining down on Babylon, the daughter. They're looking to extend it, but their time is getting shorter. Like a demon running swiftly from a slash of holy water. Vengeance is the Lord's now. Watch him swing his sword as he makes war with the horde. There's so many waters and they changing what is natural. Inordinate affection. Telling us that life comes from natural selection. But the B-I-B-L-E is the way that I'm gonna stress. Cause if we evolve from monkeys, there will be no monkeys left.
Right.
Evil, lust, envy, greed. It's all through the knowledge that was taken from the tree. The snake was in the garden when he tempted Eve. Pearl from the heavens and the earth he would deceive. They saying I'm a chaser. Your boy's spitting sparks. I get protection from my angels when I'm swimming with the sharks. Constant elevation with the highest inspiration. Give me the wisdom to speak the secrets of creation. Nah, nah, don't follow constellations. Cause my people from the holiest of nations. That's why I hire for his people out the matrix. Israel bringing it back to the basics. And now our women, they be covering their bodies. Studying the scriptures, making holiness their hobbies. We kicking off the wickedness like black belts and karate. We on a mission with more precision than Pilates. You hear me? Our people on the rise and the nations, they can feel it. The sacrifice of Christ is how these nations are defeated. So I don't want to be a pillar. So I gotta stay smooth like vanilla. This beat will make you bang like gorillas. Or make you want to sing like Michael Jackson, Thriller. So I don't want to be a pillar. So I gotta stay smooth like vanilla. This beat will make you bang like gorillas. Or make you want to sing like Michael Jackson, Thriller.
She was a pillar herself.
Head of the dragon, we praying and we fasting. Never looking back until they put us in the casket. We gotta stand strong while we waiting on our master. Passing through the fire and the natural disasters. And maybe we can make it to the very end, my friend. But don't waste time waiting on a rapture. On a paper trail, that's how your soul got captured. Deceived by the crooks and the pastors. Doctrines of devils, made for the rebels. Chasing the shekels, never making a nickel. Sowing seeds with no leaves on the trees. Speaking truth, but not bearing no fruit. Tank full of lies, Satan lies in the skies. Got people better recognize. Sowing seeds, but no leaves on the trees. Speaking truth, but not bearing no fruit. Tell them full of lies, Satan lies in the skies. Got people better recognize. The truth's moving and the movement won't be televised. Cause when you speak the truth is what they nullify. And put the people back to sleep just like a lullaby. Lie, lie. So I don't want to be a pillar, so I gotta stay smooth like vanilla, vanilla.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 33. Therefore, their days did he consume in vanity, and in their years in trouble. When he slew them, they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after Ahiah. And they remembered that Ahiah was their rock, and the high power their redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. Y'all hear that, family? We can't be the men pleasers, or just pleasers with our tongues, should I say. We have to remember that the Most High is our rock and our redeemer. We have to stand fast on him. But see, they went back to the Most High and they lied to him. They flattered him with their mouth, okay? But their heart wasn't right. Neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity. He forgave them after they lied and flattered him. Them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, which we are, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert. Yea, they turned back and tempted Ahijah and limited the Holy One of Israel. Y'all hear that? We put a limit on the Most High and His Son on what they can and cannot do. And that's what's going on today, family, when they choose not to believe in God. Like, as if there is no power in the Creator of all things. Look at what I'm reading. Listen to what's being said. It's history. It's truth. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from their enemy. How many times have we been delivered out of times of trouble? And we act like there's no trouble on earth. With all these different troubles that's going on, whether it be in our personal lives, in our communities, and or our nation, there is a deliverer, and that's the Holy One of Israel. There is a deliverer. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood and their floods that they could not drink. Zoan, if you can remember, is that field in Egypt. He sent diverse sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. If y'all can remember, where did this happen? Where did it happen, family? He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar and their labor unto the locust. And their labor unto the locust. Verse 47. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble by sending evil angels among them. See, now was that mentioned in Exodus, where we could find these things? What storyline is this talking about, family? You haven't got it yet. It's talking about the plague sent to Egypt. He made a way to his anger. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham. But made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them on safely, so that they feared not, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to his mountain, which his right hand had purchased. He cast out the heathen also before them and divided them in inheritance by line and made the tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They turned aside like deceitful bow, like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their graven images. So what is happening, what has been happening, is that the children of Israel provoked the Most High with their high places. Well, what is a high place? A place where you do sacrifice, a place where you worship something. You're committing spiritual fornication. And it's put... It could be down in a valley, it could be on a mountain. What makes it high is that it's trying to exalt itself against the Creator of all things. It says, and he moved himself to jealousy with their graven images. When Ahiah heard this, well, he's listening all the time. He was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among men, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. So that's right, family. We are the Most High strength. If you know the scripture, we are the battle axe. We are the glory of him. He gave his people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with his inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentations. Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, the Most High, and like a mighty man that shouted by reason of wine, he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them in a perpetual reproach. Moreover, he refused the tabernacle of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth, which he hath established forever. He chose David also, his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, from following the ewes, great with young. He brought him to feed Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Yep, he shapes us all. Let's go back to some music.
Praise the Creator.
This is Psalms 124, verse 1. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So let's get something straight, brothers and sisters, that we have just read. If you don't have the name of the Lord, do you have help? And if you have help, who's it coming from? That's a good question, Lonnie. as we psalm surf, I ran around another psalm here. This one is Psalms chapter 138, verse 1. It says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for truth and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified the word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we got to, a lot of the times, all the time, we got to send up them prayers to make it known that you give him the glory and honor. Some people ask, you know, why do we got to pray if he already knows what we're praying for? It's not the fact that he knows what we're praying for. It's the fact that you give him the glory and honor for the things that is being done in his name. You glorify him. You glorify the things he wishes to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And you walk true to his law and his ways and his truth. If you stick to those things, all will be well. So, hey, I'm glad y'all listened in tonight. Praise the Most High, Ahayah, Bashim Yeshayah. Tomorrow, y'all remember, Elder Ricardo will be on. He'll be on at, let's see what time, I think 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So just make sure you tune in and continue to love the Most High. We'll play a quick commercial here.
ILoveToLiveWell.com. We destroy our health. How? We allow ourselves to fall under Satan's mental manipulation. We relegate ourselves to eat his lower quality Babylonian edibles. Ahayah told us to eat of his seed. To mislead us, Satan made counterfeits of vegetation. Slice an apple sideways, and the symbol of witchcraft is clearly visible, the pentagram. We submit to Satan's tricks and partake of his inferior Babylonian cuisine. This is why we are sick and die of stroke, diabetes, cancers, heart problems, etc. We let Satan entice us off the farm, lure us into his grocery stores, enchant us with his physicians of no value who prescribe us killer drugs. At ILoveToLiveWell.com, get the life-saving truth to live well. Read The Pure Truth, What to Eat.
Nine greetings, name of the mighty king of Iron, play by the king of Zion, bring an iron staff, guys, and a responsibility to dreadlock.
Yes!
The promised land, moving to the promised land. Yes, the promised land, oh gosh, now, to the promised land.
Imagine Ghana like California with Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami, Somalia like New York with the most pretty light, the toughest pretty car, every New Year the African Times Square lock off. Imagine like Lagos, like Las Vegas. The ball is them a ball. Angola like Atlanta. A pure plane take off. Bush Gardens in a Mali. Chicago in a Chad. Magic Kingdom in a Egypt. Philadelphia in Sudan. The Congo like Colorado. Fort Knox in a Gabon. People living in Morocco like the state of Oregon. Algeria warmer than Arizona. Bring your sun lotion. Early morning class of yoga on the beach in Senegal. Ethiopia, the capital, for the congregation. And that's how I belong, and where the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, that you want a limo.
Riding on the king's highway to the promised land. Moving to the promised land.
Porsches, Bastiat portraits, pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to sit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo, relaxing, popping labels. Promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us back when the world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse. My synopsis is catastrophic. If satellites is causing earthquakes, will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh, God, give the promise. The
Barak, Barak, Atham. Y'all send them prayers up. Glorify his name. Name of the Most High. Y'all have a good night. Shalom.